Jesus' ministry has experienced an underlying opposition from the religious leaders of Israel, especially from the scribes and Pharisees. But now that opposition comes out into the open. The scribes and the Pharisees are convinced that Jesus' ministry is not from God. So out of their self-deceived sense of duty to protect the people, they set out to trap Jesus into being condemned of outright, flagrant violations of the law. They first focus on violations of the Sabbath. Along with circumcision and dietary laws, practicing the Sabbath was one of the most distinctive characteristics of the Jewish people. God had instituted the Sabbath as a day of rest and holiness. So he gave the Israelites the commandment that no work was to be performed on the Sabbath. The Pharisees' interpretation of this commandment gave rise to an extensive set of oral laws to keep people from violating the Sabbath. When the Pharisees see Jesus' disciples picking some grain to eat, they accuse them of breaking the law. One later rabbinic ruling stated that there were 39 main classes of work that were prohibited on the Sabbath, among them sowing, plowing, reaping, binding sheaves, threshing, winnowing, cleansing crops, grinding, and sifting. The disciples could have been guilty of several of these in the eyes of the Pharisees as they plucked grain heads, separated the chaff from the grain, and ground the grain in their hands to prepare it to eat. But Jesus uses the Old Testament to clear his disciples from the Pharisees' charge. 12 loaves of bread were prepared for the tabernacle on each Sabbath as an offering. This consecrated bread was to be eaten only by the priests. However, Scripture does not condemn David for eating the bread during his escape from Saul. God intended the law to serve his people, not for people to serve the law. Out of his great mercy, God instituted the Sabbath to give his creatures rest from daily burden. If the Pharisees had truly understood God's law, they ought to have extended mercy, not demanded more sacrifice. Jesus doesn't challenge the Sabbath law itself, but the Pharisees' interpretation of it. Also, rabbinic teaching allowed violations of the Sabbath only in extreme cases of life and death. In their view, since the life of the man with a shriveled hand is not in danger, his healing could wait a day. But Jesus contrasts the value of an animal to that of a human. If they would rescue an endangered sheep, surely they should allow the healing of this man. Jesus contends that the higher principle on the Sabbath is not abstaining from activity, but doing good. Healing the man's hand confirms Jesus' authority to interpret the Sabbath and validates his claim to be the Messianic Son of Man. But the religious leaders see Jesus' claim of authority as a heretical claim, deserving death. In another fulfillment quotation,